Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Time is flying. I'll tell you that. And sure, great to be here with you. This is Pledge Drive, first day of Pledge Drive. So let's begin in prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Asking Our Lady to help us by interceding before the throne of grace for our intentions. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I had an email come in, and where is it? And I affectionately call these nasty grams, because some people, they get really ticked off by something I say. And Sandra is one example. She wrote in to say, I have never written about something I disagree with. I'm really concerned about a statement made on the Patrick Madrid Show. However, I thought hard about writing this. I recognize Patrick does not often acknowledge errors, which is fine. A woman is getting married, who is getting married, called in to talk about appropriate wear, I think she means clothing, at a church wedding. Discussing modesty is great. Totally support that. He, meaning me, went way off the rails and shared that in private talks with priests, the priest has a hard time after performing the ceremony with all the bridesmaids and the bride and has to go home to his rectory and is insinuating that celebrating the sacrament with women who are dressed beautifully will cause him to sexually sin. He further stated that for the sake of the priest, be more modest. What? I was so disgusted by this that I had to change the station. I still can't bear to put it on right now. I'm sure if you bring this up to him, he will brush it off, but you should know this was so offensive, not just as a woman, but for priests. Hopefully, I will get back to listening at some point. Well, Sandra, hopefully by now you are listening, and I sure appreciate you taking time to write. I stand by everything I said for the following reason. I think you got it a little bit kind of slightly mixed up here. I in no way suggested anything about sexual sin or anything like that, but just rather that it is difficult for not just priests, but it can be difficult for men in general if women are not dressed modestly. So the question had to do with that topic, had to do with modesty. And plunging necklines and bare shoulders and things, especially in a situation where, you know, you're seeing women at their most beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to behold, no doubt. But in that setting, in that context, it creates more difficulties the more, or rather the less modest the person is. That was the whole point. And that was the reason why I responded to the person who called in, because that was the concern. And, you know, it's just a fact that that can be distracting. So unfortunately, you read more into it than was intended. Certainly you read more into it than what I had said, but there is nothing at all disgusting about bringing this issue up. And the fact that priests are human like anyone else. We're all human, so we all have to be careful. And it's being considerate of other people when you're modest. I don't mean you personally, but I think you get the idea. So I feel bad that you misunderstood, or I feel bad that even if you did understand, that you felt bad about it. But I think it's an important point, and it did address directly what the caller had asked about. So there we have it. Thank you for writing to me. Let's get over to Ruben now in Riverside, California. Good morning, Ruben. Welcome.
Morning. I'm traveling. I asked two different priests, if I can't make it to church during my travels, is it a sin? Or, you know, I know it's holy, you have obligation. One said, yes, go to confession right after when you get back. And the other one said, no, you're traveling. So I go, Patrick's going to be the tiebreaker. So Patrick, take it away.
Now, when you say Holy Day of Obligation, are you referring to Sunday Mass?
Yes, yes. I'll be in Greece.
Okay. Well, I've been to Greece before, and there are Catholic churches there. And in a pinch, depending on where you are, you could go to a Greek Orthodox church. That would satisfy your Sunday obligation. And there are plenty of Greek Orthodox churches to be found there. So there's, I mean, unless you're going to be in some extremely remote area where there is no church, and that's pretty unlikely, you can get to church. You can go and make your Sunday obligation. So the thing is, you could seek a dispensation, and your pastor, the pastor of your parish, could grant that. But I don't really see any compelling reason to do that, because especially in a Christian country like Greece, you should have no trouble making your Sunday obligation. So my advice would,
I would agree with that, but I'm on a cruise ship. One Sunday I can make it, break from a hotel in the morning, break early, but the next Sunday, following Sunday, I got to get off the ship and go right to the airport.
I understand. I've been there and done that. I know what you mean. Will there be any priest with your group or any Catholic priest on board? I mean, you could even inquire when you get on the ship the first day. You can say, I'm interested in knowing if there will be a Catholic mass at all. If there's a priest on board, I'd like to participate. And if there is, I'm sure they'd be happy to tell you about that. I would check in with that. So to your question then, if you're prevented from going to mass just because of the circumstances, you have a timetable you have to keep, you have to get to the airport, God does not expect the impossible of you. So you wouldn't need to go to confession if you were simply prevented and you wanted to go to mass, but you couldn't go to mass. That's not a sin. So there's no need to go to confession if you genuinely couldn't go. Like, let's say you had a sick child, or you were an OBGYN, you had to deliver a baby Sunday morning, or it could be any number of things. If you can go, you should go. And if you don't go when you can, you just don't want to go, that's where you would be sinning, because you're not fulfilling your Sunday obligation. So in your case, I think it's, from what you're saying, it sounds as though you're just prevented from by circumstances from going. So you can't go.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could clear that up. Just as a reminder, everybody, Sunday Mass is an obligation. It's not optional. And I know, COVID kind of messed with people's heads on that. And they thought, well, we're not allowed to go to Mass. Remember the bad old days of COVID when all the doors slammed shut and you couldn't go to Mass? And so the next best thing was, for many people, it was to watch Mass on television. Nancy and I did that, that's for sure. And then some people, when the parishes opened back up again, they just thought, well, I guess I don't have to go to Mass anymore. I can just watch on TV. No, no, no. Yeah, we're a family. And in the family, the church says we're all going to have this meal together and everybody's invited and you need to be there, unless there's some reason why you can't be there. So don't put your kid's soccer game on Sunday morning ahead of worshiping God in spirit and in truth at Mass. Make your Sunday obligation, go to Mass. If you can't go on Sunday morning, go Saturday evening. That's a concession. The church permits going to Mass Saturday evening if you can't make it on Sunday. But don't put anything else ahead of God. What did Jesus say? He said, put first the kingdom of heaven and everything else will be added unto you. All right, I'm going to come back to your phone calls here in just a minute. First, though, Father Rocky has a message for you, and here it is.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. This is a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported. That's you. So we're unable to bring you the Patrick Madrid Show or the Drew Mariani Show or even the Family Rosary Across America without your financial support. We do need your help. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. This velvet pouch is printed with the Divine Mercy image with a quote from St. Faustina's diary on the back. You can hang it on a bedpost or a doorknob, and it can hold your book of prayers or a similar size small book. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. It's only available today, and it's yours for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Day, and you know, Patrick, I'm kind of looking at the numbers here. Got to be honest, we fell a little bit short the first couple of hours. We've got some cleanup to do, so let's go big or go home this hour. Let's get everybody participating. Looks like the most we've ever raised on this hour of Pledge Drive on a Monday is right around $64,000. Do you think we can do $65,000 here in the next 50 minutes or so?
I say yes.
All right, game on.
Two thumbs up from me, Mary. Let's do it.
You can do it!
Yeah. Well, I have some people I want to thank because they're helping us. You know, we need more. But thank you, Todd, in Bon Secours, Alabama. Your $300 gift, recurring and online. We sure appreciate it. Thank you. Michael in Vacaville, California. $600 online gift, brand new donor. Thank you. Kathleen in Fullerton, California. Thank you for your $50 online gift. And Leonard in Miami. Thank you for your $50 gift. You're right, Mary. Every call counts, 877-291-0123, no matter how small, no matter how large. But boy, oh boy, especially with the matching dollars we have this hour, if somebody were to roll in with a $10,000, $15,000 gift right now this hour, it'll be matched dollar for dollar, which is super exciting, and it's going to help us get to where we need to be a whole lot faster.
That's right. To help us get there, it is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift is matched 100% here for the next just over 50 minutes, under 50 minutes. Looks like about 47 minutes. Yeah. So if you can help us in a big way, help us set a record for this hour and kind of make up for a little bit of lost time the first couple of hours today, give now a $5, $10, $20,000 gift. If you can do that, we're talking to you. Stop by the website. It's relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. An absolutely beautiful gift for our Monday only gift today. It is this beautiful Relevant Radio Divine Mercy carrier. It's a replica of what would have been a prayer card before the printing press, before things were printed regular on paper. And you know, Patrick, I hang rosaries on all my bedroom doorknobs. Mm-hmm. I want one of these for each of my doorknobs. It is gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. You can see it when you visit the website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Yeah, it's so easy on the app. I mean, it's right there on your phone. You tap it, you tap in a couple bits of information, you press send, and you're done. It's very easy, and it's safe and secure. But we really need you right now. Today's the first day of Pledge Drive, and we've got a big mountain to climb, $3 million need. So please go to your Relevant Radio app or go to relevantradio.com or call us at 877-291-0123.
Relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Welcome back. This is Pledge Drive, but it's also a regular program, and you're invited to participate by calling 888-914-9149. I have a note that came in from Irene. She's listening in San Diego on our 1000 AM station. Has to do with the sign of peace at Mass. She says, "Hi, Patrick. Somebody asked about liturgy, Mass, sitting, standing, and kneeling, and whether it would be okay to ignore the sign of peace. I'd very much like to know if it's okay, as I'm focused and spiritually taken during the consecration time, and I find it disrupting and not helpful. Thanks for your input." Well, thank you, Irene. Well, I'll put it this way. The sign of peace has been around from the earliest days of the church. In fact, scholars that have traced the lineage of the Roman rite of the Mass show us that the sign of peace was there from the very beginning. Now, for the longest time, you would have seen it when the priest would turn from the altar toward the people and he would say, Dominus vobiscum, and he would say, and I won't go through the Latin, but he would say, the peace of Christ be with you, and the people would respond. Since the council in the early 1960s, the new Mass has a more involved sign of peace where we're told, you know, show each other a sign of peace. That's where maybe you're finding that it's a bit distracting, because pre-COVID anyway, the custom in most parishes was, you know, 10, 10 seconds to 30 seconds maybe of shaking hands, and people are showing the peace sign and they're looking around the whole church and waving their hands and waving to everybody. Okay, I understand. They're showing the sign of peace. Fair enough. Post-COVID, I think we have moved in a more positive direction where the sign of peace tends to be briefer, and people now, they might nod to each other, they might bow. There's a lot less shaking of hands. And, you know, post-COVID, you can understand why that would be the case. So my advice would be, at the sign of peace, if you are completely distracted and it's detracting from your experience of trying to be present to the Lord, you don't have to participate. You're encouraged to do so. But what does that mean? You can just simply smile. You can look to the right, look to the left, smile, nod your head, maybe whisper, peace be with you. That's fine. You don't have to do the 360-degree looking at everybody in church. You don't have to wave at anybody. You don't have to show the peace sign. You don't have to do any of those things. Some people do, but you don't have to. I think it is a good idea to participate, even if just a minimal sign of respect and peace for the people around you, and then you get right back to prayer. That's my recommendation. So I hope that's helpful to you, and thanks for taking time to write to me. Let's go to Mark now in Temecula. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Patrick. I was wondering if you could explain in Romans 9, roughly 11 through 20, okay, how those passages do not imply that we do not have free will. I'm a Catholic. I've never, I believe everything with the Catholic faith, but I have to explain it to a non-Catholic, and I'm having a tough time.
Okay, let me dive into Romans 9 here. So Romans 9:10, and not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, she was told the elder will serve the younger. So your question, it seems to me, has more to do with predestination and maybe to what extent is free will compatible with predestination. Would that be a fair way of restating your question?
Exactly. Yeah, this person is really into predestination, and I'm just like, yeah, I've never believed it. I didn't even know Catholics. I looked it up before calling you, and they said we believe in a range of, it allows a range of beliefs. And then I read it, and it didn't seem to, it seemed to just bring me back to where I was, which was that, no, we have free will, which I believe. It's the only thing that makes sense to me.
I'm guessing that your friend is a Calvinist. Is he?
I don't know if he, actually, he's getting more and more to where he won't even say the word Christian. I know it sounds kind of scary, but he's a good man. He's a Christian. He's just like nothing. I don't want any titles. I don't want no denominations. It's, he won't even say Christian. Now he's starting to, because he says that a lot of Christian faiths are not Christian. They start believing in things as, homosexuality. So that's a good thing. He's trying to do what's right. So,
The odd thing is that he himself is doing the very thing that he abhors in others, and that he is kind of creating an idiosyncratic, customized version of the gospel that suits him, as opposed to, the church that Christ established. So, but in any case, let's talk about predestination. Number one, it is a biblical doctrine. It is what the Catholic Church teaches. The church has always said that God predestines the elect, and the Blessed Virgin Mary would be the highest example of God's predestination. His preserving Mary inviolate, meaning there's no sin or taint of sin. In fact, she was preserved free from all sin from the moment of her conception. So definitely, 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 the Catholic Church teaches predestination. The problem is that the mystery of the interaction or the interplay between God's sovereign will and human free will is difficult. Let's just put it this way. It is difficult, but it's not insoluble. But attempts have been made to solve this apparent contradiction, and there really is no real contradiction. And the attempts have fallen flat and resulted in a system of errors such as Calvinism. And the way Calvin tried to resolve this in a way similar to how Luther tried to do this in his Bondage of the Will is to deny human free will. And here's fundamentally why that won't work. Because God created, and this is what I would recommend that you talk about with your friend, God created you and everyone else, and indeed everything else, but God created you out of love and for love. And so the whole point of God bringing you as a human being into existence is so that you can know God and respond to his love freely. And if you are not free, in other words, if your will is not free, then you cannot love. You can be forced to do anything, but in that case, God is not a loving father. He is he's your owner. But he can't expect love from you if you're not free. And this is where the mystery of iniquity comes in, because sin is the free decision not to love God. And so if you can be guilty of sin, it's because precisely you chose not to obey God. He loves you and you said no. So you can't have one without the other. If you're guilty and you are, and I am, and all of us sinners are, when we refuse God's love and we say no, it's because you chose not to love God. Well, you can't be guilty of sin, but at the same time not free to love. So the essence of our humanity is that we do have free will. We are not trampled by God's sovereignty, nor is God's sovereignty in any way limited by human free will. This is what scares some people, and they get really uptight about things like cooperating. They look down upon it, and they'll call it, synergism, as if it's a bad word. They uphold things like what they call monergism, where it's all God all the time. You basically don't have any will to say yes or no. You're one of the elect. You're going to heaven. This is how it is. And they make another mistake by tacking on to that misunderstanding of predestination, the idea, the grotesque error of double predestination, which is their belief that God predestines everyone else who's not elect. They are predestined to damnation. They are reprobates. And this is a terrible an erroneous system, because it ultimately means that God is the author of evil, because he prevents people from being able to freely love him. So this is an important doctrine. I would recommend, that you read the passages in the Bible that talk about it. So Ephesians chapter 1, very important section, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. So that's a very important section. Romans chapter 8, very important section, talking about the biblical doctrine of predestination. But you'll notice that it's always based upon love. And again, not to put too fine a point on it, if you're not free, you can't love God. You can be forced to do this, that, or the other, but it's not love. So I would recommend a bookmark. It's called Predestination, and it's written by a now-deceased Dominican scholar, Father Reginald Garrigou Lagrange, G-A-R-I-G-O-U hyphen Lagrange, L-A-G-R-A-N-G-E. It's a book-length treatment of this topic. Not only does he do an excellent job of refuting the Calvinist errors, but he draws out the true meaning of biblical predestination and how it's based on love, and you do have a free will. So check that out. I think that'll help you in your next conversation with your friend. Well, you hear that music, it means it's Pledge Drive. We're almost done with the first day of Pledge Drive. It's hard to believe.
Almost done with the first day, and we're a little bit behind schedule where we need to be, so we're going to ask in a big way if you can help us out. We still need to see during this hour another $55,000 coming in. There's only about 34 minutes left. If you can help in a big way with a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, we'll leapfrog that much closer, that much faster. Plan B is if everybody who's listening can stop what you're doing, visit relevantradio.com, open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, and make a gift. Can you do a $20 one-time gift, a $500 one-time gift? Whatever gift you can give, it will add up if everybody joins us right now here at relevantradio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet. If you don't have the ability to give on either of those two ways right now, or you just prefer speaking to a person, you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift is matched dollar for dollar. And if you can make that special gift today, our special Monday Only Premium is a beautiful, beautiful pouch. It's a prayer pouch that you can hang on your doorknob, on your bedpost. You can hang it anywhere at all throughout the home. You can carry it around with you to town when you go shopping. And you can see it for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet.
Yeah, when you go there to relevantradio.com, that's where you can make your pledge safe and secure. You'll see the button, Give Now. Click that. You'll be done quickly. Same is true for the Relevant Radio app. And if, as Mary said, if that's not convenient, 877-291-0123. You can call that number and not only give us your pledge, but we'll give us your prayer intentions. We'll be happy to pray for them. And I have a note here that came in. This is from Michael, and he's listening in Utah, Salt Lake City, to be exact. He says, I began listening to religious programming, and I became restless in my Mormon church and was immediately drawn to Catholic topics. Particularly, I've enjoyed your call-in and question-answer format programs. I began to ask the hard questions about my own faith tradition, and I was willing to follow where the answers were leading me. I'm very pleased to let you know that because of your guidance, I received the sacraments of initiation in the Catholic Church this past Easter Vigil. There's no turning back now, Michael says. Well, Michael, God bless you, and thank you for being open and willing. And everybody, think about that. I mean, when you pledge to help Relevant Radio, you're helping people throughout the world do exactly what Michael did, and that is to follow the truth when they first hear it. Maybe they've never heard it before, but they hear it here on Relevant Radio. So make your pledge to help Michael and all the other people just like him.
Looking for you to give now? Give in a big way at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hope is something we can all use. I'll tell you that. 888-914-9149. That's the number you can call to be on the air. Call me now. We have time. 888-914-9149. Let's get over to Mark now in Eureka. I'm sorry. Yeah. I almost said Burbank. Eureka, California. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. My question is, how does one reconcile when Jesus built the church upon Peter and he said the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against his church? And I was reading a bit about Pope Alexander VI and Julius II about five centuries ago, and the scandalous things are, I mean, I have some ideas, but I was wondering what your answer was about, because it seems like it came pretty close.
Yeah. Those two were scoundrel popes, and there have been some who were pretty terribly wicked. Alexander VI was a Borgia Pope, as I recall, and that was during a time of tremendous decadence among the clergy, including many popes. So how do we reconcile that with Christ's claim, with his promise, rather, that the church would not be overcome? Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, I think it's actually not that difficult to reconcile when you notice that the popes, beginning with St. Peter, are sinful human beings. Some are more sinful than others. Some are very saintly. But Simon Peter himself, I mean, look at him. After Jesus said this to him, you know, you are Peter and upon this rock. Really what he said is, you are rock and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Now notice that after that point, Peter denies even knowing Jesus. Talk about a failure. I mean, Judas, one of the other apostles, he betrayed Jesus. Peter denied him once under oath. So he's an example. The very first pope caved in when the going got tough. And so through the history of the papacy over the last 2,000 years, you'll see for the most part, either just sort of like generic meat and potatoes, you know, more or less good men as pope. Some of them were very saintly. A number of them were martyrs, but some of them were true scoundrels, such as the ones that you mentioned. So the thing to remember is that the papacy doesn't stand or fall upon the sanctity or the sinfulness of the individual pope. It's because of Jesus. He's the one who said, upon this rock, I will build my church. So Jesus is the one who's building the church. It is his church, not our church. And it just so happens that the foundation stone that he's referring to there is the papacy. Also, Peter's profession of faith, as the catechism also points out. But we rely upon Jesus, not upon the weakness or the strength of any given pope. Now, for what it's worth, Mark, I wrote a book. You might enjoy it. It's called Pope Fiction, Answers to 30 Myths and Misconceptions About the Papacy. And I have a whole chapter just on the bad popes. And I talk about, you know, these and other examples of popes who did some really terrible things, and how that doesn't change the fact that Jesus promised that his church would not be overcome. Good pope, bad pope, or indifferent pope. So if you're interested in delving deeper with a lot more by way of explanation, I'd refer you to that book.
Fine. That's great. Thanks. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go now to Dee Dee in Montclair, New Jersey. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Oh, my gosh. Patrick, I'm on?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You are on. Welcome.
Oh, God. Patrick, I just want to say that I grew up going to Catholic churches. Going to Catholic school, and that's how I got introduced to the Catholic faith. But I never became a Catholic because my mother grew up as a Baptist, but she wasn't very religious. So we never went to church until I started going to Catholic, you know, schools. Uh-huh. And so as an adult, I never actually became a Catholic. So I never went through confirmation or anything like that. And now I'm 50 years old. I went through a situation about 3 years ago where I lost my job. I was a workaholic, and I, during COVID, I lost my job, and I was in a very bad way. And I moved to Montclair, New Jersey, across the street from this wonderful Catholic church. And even though I was never confirmed, I always went to Catholic churches when I lived in New York, as I said, when I was a workaholic. And so what I did was I started going to this church recently as I was looking for a new job. And I went on an interview, didn't get the first one, and went on a second one, and I got the second one. And I met a very nice priest, and I've been listening to your show because in the church, it's St. Cassian Church in Upper Montclair, New Jersey. Father Mark is the pastor there. Anyway, I'm so nervous. I'm so sorry. I can't even believe I'm talking
okay.
to you. But
you know what? Just easy, easy. It's just you and me and several million people who are listening to every word you say. That's all. No big deal.
So there was a note in the church to about 14:30 a.m. So I started listening, and I started listening to your show. And you are just amazing. And I just wanted to say that you have brought so much joy and enlightenment into my life by just listening to you. Aww. And I just wanted you to know that you're just such a wonderful person. And next year, because I
want to give you a big hug over the airwaves.
Oh,
okay, Dee Dee, here's a big hug. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So next year I'll be confirmed during the Easter of next year, because I've enrolled in the RCIA program for adults in the church, to become, a Catholic full-blown Catholic. But
by the way, I just want you to know, you don't have to wait that whole time. If your pastor at the Catholic Church feels that you're ready, you can be received into the church before that. It's a customary thing, but if you want to come in sooner, talk with him and see if he'd be willing to, you know, maybe give you some instructions, you know, maybe you come to the rectory once, you know, every Wednesday or something, and I'm doing a group.
Uh-huh.
So just remember that I don't want you to feel as though you have to wait a whole year, because it's possible you could come into the church sooner if you're ready for that. Just FYI.
Well, how do I do that if their program is, you know, a year? You know, yeah. I don't want to like, you know, do something that's unordinary if everyone else does that. You know, I'd rather do it when I'm told.
Understood. You
know?
Understood.
I don't feel like I know. I don't feel like mm-hmm. I know enough. Like I know what I knew when I went to school and, you know, went to religious classes. But in terms of you know, everything else about the faith, I feel that I'm too ignorant, you know?
Understood.
I feel like I should follow the rules.
Well, we're going to help, and that's what Relevant Radio is here to do, Didi,
is to really
help
great,
you.
You're really great, and I love 1430, and obviously when I start working, I'm definitely going to contribute to your can you send in money after today?
Yes.
If you don't have it today, can you send in? Okay.
You're
okay.
So kind. You're so generous, Didi. So, yes, thank you for being concerned about that. We want to pray for you. We will pray for you. And if and when the time comes that you feel moved to support Relevant Radio financially, that's great. But in the meantime, stay plugged in. All I wanted to say, just to answer your question, is being on that journey that you're on for the next year, that's great. And for some people, that is really necessary. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. It's the custom in the parish to go through RCIA. All I'm saying is it's not a requirement that you have to do that in order to become Catholic. And the pastor of the parish has, at his discretion, the ability to speed things up if he feels that you're ready and if you feel that you're ready. So just keep that in your back pocket.
Might I ask, how do I do that, though? Like, what would I do?
Just talk to him.
What I need to
do? Yeah, all you'd have to do, I wish I had more time. All you'd have to do is just make an appointment to talk to the pastor and just say, I just want you to know that it may be sooner, if possible. He'll understand. Thanks, Didi. Great talking to you. And I will look forward to talking to you again.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Kale. How you doing? I'm pleased to tell you that it was at the Easter Vigil that I, after a year of RCIA and a lot of soul searching, a lot of reading, a lot of listening to Kale Clark on the radio, I am now officially have come into the church.
Oh, thank God. Praise God, Steve. That is so amazing. Congratulations.
And Kale, I mean, thank you. And honestly, your show in particular really answered a lot of questions, and you didn't even realize this, but you are slowly discipling me over the last year through different radio episodes where I'd have questions. I just needed to call you and tell you that God used you to bring me home.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
What a great story, and what a great way to be fully united with Christ and in full communion with the church that he established so many years ago. We bring hope to those throughout the country and throughout the world with your help and your support. Tell you what, we're looking for a big day and a big hour during this final hour of Patrick's A Pledge Drive Hour on a Monday. We still need another 65 people will help give hope at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we're really in need of one or two people who can give in a big way and make a special gift of $5,000 or $10,000. We'd like to hear from you, too.
Mary, you're going to love this. I have a note that came in. This is from a listener in Las Vegas. Her name is Jody. And she says, hope is what we need, Patrick. She says, I consider my donations to Relevant Radio truly as an investment. The more I listen, the more visible it becomes to me that this priceless investment in Relevant Radio produces abundant spiritual fruit for those who are touched by it. And I certainly want to keep those wheels healthy and moving forward toward heaven. Thank you for allowing me to give back. She mentions, I won't read the whole thing, but she mentions she was in traffic recently and the car in front of her had a very rude, I can't even say it, but a very rude bumper sticker on the back of the car. And she says, now imagine if he had started listening to Relevant Radio and growing in his faith, he would then be sporting a Relevant Radio bumper sticker instead. And I think she's exactly right. Well, thank you for that, Jody. We sure appreciate it. And as Mary was saying, your investment in Relevant Radio is helping people 24/7. And for those of you listening, if you haven't made your investment yet, give us a call, 877-291-0123.
This is what we like to see, a lot of folks stepping up and saying, I want to help out. We have an anonymous donor in Chula Vista, made a very special gift. Stephanie in Buena Park, thank you for your gift of $240. We have Helen in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Thank you also for your special gift of $240. And we have a special thank you gift for you when you make that gift of $240 available today and today only. And I tell you what, they're going fast. When you stop by the website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app, you can see this beautiful Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. It's a little pouch. It's got a cute little gold ribbon. You can hang it on a doorknob or anywhere you need it to go, and it can hold prayer cards or a book, or you can even carry it around as a little purse when you go shopping. Give us a call now.
I won't do that personally.
No, you won't. Only I would think of that, right? 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are looking for 55 more people who will give in a big way. Help us out, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Patrick Madrid. Come on!
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Last time I checked, we didn't have too many songs featuring the cowbell, but this is one of them. This is one of them. Hey, George in Los Angeles, welcome to the program. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Patrick. So much to think about from today's program, but you were just talking about an investment, and with my family, we've donated to Catholic, to Relevant Radio for the last 7 years.
Thank you.
So, there's so many blessings, but I'm, not all is perfect in life. And, I was calling because you were talking about purgatory, earlier, Patrick, and you mentioned the effects of sin, and the effects of sin not only happen in purgatory, they happen in this life. Sometimes life is a bit of a purgatory in some way, because my son, he's 17 now, and he just confessed to me that he was seeing pornography since sixth grade. And God, he's such a good kid, and we've tried all we can, Patrick. Our faith is central in our life. But you know, the devil is just prowling and roaring, and he took over, and my son, he confessed to the priest, and now he confessed to us about his problems with pornography.
Right. Okay.
And so he's transforming. And that's where I see the investment, because it didn't happen through us. God's grace acted on him, and he guided him to the truth, and he's taking steps. But the effects of sin are there, and he is now, you know, I see now the effects. I did see him through the years kind of become a little bit different, but still a good kid. But you know, that was there, and it took away a lot of his formative years. And he's coming around, but look, the effects are there. And
I understand. So just in the interest of time, forgive my interruption, I'm sure you have a question you want to ask.
Well, you know, how do we deal with this problem once it shows up as a parent. You know, what should I do to help him?
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'd recommend, George, first of all, you're a good dad, and I'm sure your wife is a good mom. And that shows in that your son came to you with this and he brought this up to you. I mean, it's something that he trusts you and loves you so much that he wants your help with this. So that's a wonderful, good thing. And a lot of parents don't have that kind of relationship with their children. So I applaud you, you know, for doing all the good things that you're doing. Keep in mind that this is a rampant problem. It's so easy for people to get into, men, women, boys, and girls. And so don't feel as though it's unique to your son or unique to your family. Families everywhere are dealing with the same problem, including sometimes parents deal with this problem as well. So my advice would be do a couple of things. Number one, you need to lock down whatever instruments he's using to get on the internet. So probably he's got a phone, and it's probably a smartphone, if I had to guess. So let's start there. You need to get filtering software loaded up on that phone. One that I've used before, now my kids are all grown up, but back in the day it was called Accountable to You. So Accountable, the number two, Y-O-U, Accountable to You. And it's not only a filtering software, but also it gives you in real time direct control over his phone. And this is true for the laptop or whatever device he's using to access the pornography. And he'll know it and you'll know it, and let him know that this is there to help him not to give in to the temptation, because as soon as he tries to access any of these things, it's going to immediately pop up a notification on your wife's phone and your phone, however you set that up. But you can also restrict the time when somebody can use the phone or use the laptop. You can restrict where they go and so on. Another version of this is from a company that is called Covenant Eyes, and they have very much the same kind of thing. So you would need to do a little bit of reading on their websites to see which one would work best for you. But Covenant Eyes is another very good one, Christian-based organization. There's also, speaking of organizations, there is an organization. It's one among many, but it's very good in helping men, women, boys, and girls to overcome the ravages of pornography. It's called Integrity Restored. IntegrityRestored.com is their website. And they have a lot of resources. They have a lot of techniques and things that can help you help your son. So that would be my kind of practical advice for things that you can do right now. And just keep loving your son. Keep the communication with him open. Keep encouraging him to go to confession as often as necessary, and hopefully he'll be able to kick this addiction and not fall any deeper into it. Those would be the things that I would do, George. Those are the things that I'd recommend that you do.
Thank you, Patrick. I'll look into all of these resources, and I hope parents really stay alert with their kids and be close to them.
Yeah. Does your son have a smartphone?
He does.
How old was he when he first got it?
Sixth grade, he just told me, but it wasn't through his smartphone. It was through school, and I was surprised because I thought the school had like a filtering thing on kids' laptops. But man, was I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid. By the way, kids should not have smartphones. I mean, outside of some really unusual circumstance, they should not have smartphones. I mean, it's difficult enough for many adults because they access pornography on their phones. So it's just one of those realities. Mm-hmm. Kids tend to be more tech savvy than their parents realize. That's for sure. Thanks, George. You know, as I'm thinking about it too, Steve Wood has got a lot of resources on pornography addiction and how to help your kids avoid it, or you for that matter, if you're the father or the mother. And his website is dads.org. So check that out. A lot of good stuff there as well. I don't have time to go to another call quite yet, only because we have to take another break. Today is the first day of Pledge Drive, and I want to make sure that you know how you can pledge. The easiest way to do it is to go to relevantradio.com, make your pledge, just click on Give Now. You can make your pledge safe and secure. It's the first day of Pledge Drive. We have a $3 million need to stay fully funded, and that's where you come in, because if you like what you're hearing on Relevant Radio and you want to keep us going strong, and we sure hope you do, we need to hear from you. Either go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the great Patrick Madrid listeners. Team Patrick, you're stepping up.
Yeah.
You're doing your part. Yeah, we need another, it looks like 45 people here will reach out during this hour, which there's only 6 minutes left in the hour. So we need 45 more people, but Patrick, we're still waiting on that big donor. Someone can come with a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 gift to help us reach our goal.
Come on, we need you. We've got, well, how many minutes? 5 minutes, 6 minutes? Getting close to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Desiree in Marowa, Illinois, she just rolled up with a $500 online gift, new donor. Thank you for that, Desiree. We sure appreciate that. Dawn in Chester, California, thank you for your $20 online gift. Every little bit counts. And it's a dollar-for-dollar match right now, this hour anyway, so we don't know how long that'll last, but we have it for the moment. Brad in Rolling Hills Estates, California, $150 gift, brand-new donor. Thank you for that. And Angela in Paterson, New Jersey, $240 online gift, brand-new donor. Thank you, Angela, and welcome.
Thank you so much to everybody who's joining and helping us out during this hour. People like Paul in Crestview, Florida, making that special gift of a dollar a day, making that gift online. So you got the free download. We got to download every single pledge drive for those who make their gift online. And this time it is Our Lady, Our Hope, the Four Marian Dogmas. It's by Monsignor James Shea. So get yours now. Get it today when you make your gift either at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. This is how we do it. Down to only needing 40 more people. We've got 4 minutes left. Join Team Patrick right now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
I love this. I had a note that came in, Mary. This is from Danielle. She's listening in Wisconsin. She says, Patrick, I just need to tell you that in 2019, my brother-in-law told me about Relevant Radio. I'm a cradle Catholic, but I fell away after high school. So when he told me, I wasn't living my faith at all. I thought how boring it would be just to listen to some guy talk all morning. Now, she says, my life has changed forever. I'm back in the faith with everything I have. And a funny change for me is that my day isn't complete without listening to you. I never listen to the radio anymore. So thanks and keep up the amazing work. Oh, wow. Thank you, Danielle. That's what we're talking about, Mary. These are the people and many more besides whose lives are changed every day by listening to Relevant Radio.
I mean, ultimately, our goal is heaven and to take as many people with us as we can. So yeah. Come on, join Team Patrick. Help pull your family and friends to heaven with you. It's real simple. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You realize you've got the easy part. You help support us. Patrick's going to carry us all across the finish line. So help keep us going here. We need another 35 people. 3 minutes left. 35 people who will have your gift matched here for the next 3 minutes. If you give a $5, $10, $20,000 gift, it is matched.
Dollar for dollar. And it won't last. We don't know how long that'll last, but we have it right now. And if you make your pledge of any amount, especially those bigger amounts, we really could use them right about now, 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com.
Thank you to Barb in Glenview, Illinois, made that special gift of $500. And Virginia in Encinitas, California. Yes, thank you for your $500 gift. And Beverly in Green Bay, you guys are helping out in a big way. Thank you for your $500 gift. It was doubled. Look at, here's another one. Alberto in Haddonfield, New Jersey. All of those are doubled to $1,000. Your gift will be matched 100% when you give us a call. 877-291-0123. Or better yet, visit the website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Hey, Kevin in Baltimore, thank you for the $250 gift, brand new gift and brand new donor. Thank you for that. Edward in Waco, Texas, $100 online gift, brand new donor. Thank you. Mary in Boxford, Massachusetts, $240 online gift, brand new donor just now. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We only need 20 more people to make our call goal for this hour. Help us out. Will you be one of those 20 at relevantradio.com? Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. Join Team Patrick on this first day of Pledge Drive. Help us out and give hope.
Not much time left.